Welcome to the School Sucks Project, a podcast, YouTube channel, and online community dedicated to personal growth and intellectual self-defense.
Clothes ripped like the Incredible Hulk, and I spit when I talk. That one is actually relevant.
We promote learning alternatives, home education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, organization and productivity, and better communication strategies. Please remember to visit schoolsucksproject.com to get comprehensive show notes, relevant links, or to learn 11 cool ways to make puppets out of hot dogs. Follow us on Twitter at School Sucks Show. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, username School Sucks Podcast, and get involved in our Facebook group. Just search for School Sucks Project.
Lancaster, New Hampshire, Porkcast 12. Hello, hello, hello. I got two other independence declaring kind of individuals here on the show. Derek J.
Hello, Ernie.
And Brett Vanock.
Hey, Ernie. It's great to be with you.
Oh, it's great to have you guys. We got Richard Grove and Lisa Arbacheski are scheduled to be on, but they're not here. Okay.
Right. Right.
So they're going to be here in a little bit, but that's great. And we need to have you guys on because you guys are going to come by Thursday and we're going to be spending time discussing monetizing the freedom movement. This is, there's a lot of people that have been contributing. There's been subscription. We tried all kinds of different models to keep us doing what we're doing. And we're evolving into, and we're getting older, man. It's like something we're going to discuss Thursday. It's going to be really interesting. We'll get on to that. No, sit down. You don't get to be on. You're late. I know they dropped you off. They'll run up and be in kind of, you just, slacker! They're a slacktivist. All right, so that's Lisa Arbacheski. We'll get to them in the next segment.
We have an amazing story to tell you that it was so serendipitous that your first guests were running late this hour. Without the aid of any substances, we were up all night recording. We did the Freedom Fiends from 1 to 3, and then we did a 4.5-hour after show. We were here. We got kicked out when people came this morning to say they needed to record. Daryl Perry came and he said, I need to record the news. Whatever this is has to end. Scram. And we actually joked about it at like 2 a.m, right, Derek? How?
Yeah. No. Eventually, Ernie was going to come in and we were going to hide behind the counter. Maybe we shouldn't tell him so we can still do this in the future. But Brett had a riddle for you and everything. He wasn't going to let you use the equipment without you solving it.
Until you answered my riddles.
All right, give me the riddle. Maybe I can see if I can do
it. It won't make any sense. It doesn't translate to radio. It's more like early morning after show.
It makes sense.
It's a good idea.
It makes sense
at
4 a.m. Yeah.
So okay, it was 10 o'clock, and I said, Derek, we're gonna fall asleep. We need to find Ernie Hancock.
And wake up!
Hello, campers. Today is July 6th. Welcome back to School Sucks, a very special week. This is Dawn of Freedom Week. What is the Dawn of Freedom? Well, after listening to that clip from Ernie Hancock's show, Declare Your Independence, you already have some idea of what this is all about. I share it here with you because it was easily one of the greatest production experiences of my whole life, and I feel like it really captures the essence of this event, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I'm going to present it here over the course of this week in three parts, and there is a half-hour segment that I actually did decide to remove. It was a little too gossipy for my taste, so it will be put into the AV Club between parts 1 and 2, if you want to check that out. And in everything you're going to hear this week, that is the only edit. And I listened back to this and I said, should I really release this to the entire podcast audience as optional listening? Not that there's any mandatory listening. And I asked myself that question after listening to this first segment, the very one you're going to hear today, which quite honestly is one of the most batshit ridiculous conversations in which I ever participated. But as time flows on and as night turns into the dawn of freedom, and we become even more sleep-deprived and more comfortable conversing with each other in this format, the discussion actually takes some pretty interesting turns, and we venture into some fairly serious territory. The reason why I split it up into three parts is so each of you can pick and choose what parts you want to listen to based on the descriptions in the show notes. So even though this week will be devoted to the dawn of freedom, there is a lot coming up right after that. I've already recorded a conversation with Professor Crispin Sartwell, who wrote a book a little less than a decade ago called Against the State. We're going to be talking about individualism, politics, and the social contract theory. Adam Kokesh will be in the studio on Friday. And 2 days ago, on Independence Day, Tony Myers, Daryl Becker, and I recorded part one in our response to the Gnostic media video on nonviolent communication. We thought we were doing one show. Now looks like it's going to be at least three shows responding to that presentation. If you have time, go to schoolsucksproject.com and check out the Freedom Fiends regular show. That was a heck of a time, I'll tell you. Or, of course, go to freedomfiends.com to check out shows from every morning of Porkfest. But now, without further ado, M.K. Lourdes, Davi Barker, Derek J. Freeman, and I present
The Dawn of Freedom.
Dawn of Freedom.
That will make sense, eventually, why I just did that.
Are we recording? Is this go? Are
this
we
is,
on?
Oh, this is happening.
It's happening,
oh,
wow. Yeah.
Are we here now?
So did we have any loose ends from the regular show?
Yeah, well, there's the sixth pillar.
There was that one other pillar.
I don't even want to tell them.
Hold off.
Amazon.
And, spoiler alert, guys.
Amazon.com.
It's in the book.
Yeah. Six pillars of self-esteem. Amazon.com. Enter through our portal. So... Well, let's not run out of steam now, gang. I mean, let's make this happen.
I'm trying to think of an arch nemesis to a panther.
Davi, when you were on my show last week, what was the superpower you said you wanted?
Okay, yeah. This is since I was a little boy, and people used to ask, like, what kind of superpower would you want? I said, I want the ability to conceptualize any paper product and draw it from my hand, like essentially print it from my hand as fast as I can draw, so I can produce any credential at any time. And it was for flyers or business cards or government documents or anything, any paper product or you know, whatever. That's right, exactly.
Like a human 3D printer.
Have you needed this?
I don't know.
Where have you thought about using it? Where would this come in? Because you've thought about this.
This
so.
Is like, let's say you're doing street theater.
Yeah.
And you're talking to somebody and you think to yourself, man, it'd be really cool if I had this whole backstory of this like organization, and you could just be like, hey, by the way, I'm from the Vikings for a totalitarian America. Here's my business card. And it's official immediately, because why would you have a business card already if it didn't exist?
But
or like if you forgot your paperwork for some other.
It would be the ability to substantiate ramblings at a moment's notice.
How well would you have to know the detail of the thing?
It's just design. I design in my head.
Like a laser.
Okay, but...
No, it's not a laser printer, but we'll get to that.
But jumping off of what MK said about, like, you forgot your papers, right? So
yeah.
What if it's, like, your passport?
Oh,
you
yeah, like,
know
like permission slips for, like, every field trip in school? Done.
Yep, okay.
Permission slips.
All right.
That's what's up.
And he didn't know about Doctor Who. Do you
I didn't know about Doctor Who, who apparently has this
no.
power.
No, I know a little bit about Doctor Who.
No.
Doctor Who has something called psychic paper. And he just goes... I'm this guy.
That's right, yeah.
What? All of his papers just magically appear.
He's got like this little pad that he pulls out, right?
Uh-huh.
And he goes, I'm the, you know, some British thing. I'm the inspector, you know, whatever. And he's the inspector. The person that he's showing it to sees what he wants them to see.
But that's a Jedi mind trick. Oh. Mine is not a Jedi mind trick. Mine is a printing process.
Yours is biological.
Mine is biological.
Yeah, right. So you're shedding...
Mine is a combination of chameleon cells, which can essentially all have like scales on my hand that are, you know, sub-optical. So you can't see them, but they're there. And that's like a dot matrix. And they're chameleon cells, so they can be any color. And then I shed them like snake skin in whatever shape that I want. So it's essentially like I'm going to like design in my head. I'm going to do the chameleon thing on my hand. And then it's going to shed. And there's a flyer or a business card or whatever made out of my skin and my ink. Well, it's a snake and a chameleon. Although...
I think this is genius.
I mean, this is way over the
Now, here's one. Never let it be said that I underthought anything.
Right.
Now, here's one. What the one I like is being able to shrink or grow to any size. What?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right, Apache Chief does That's have right. that power.
See,
the evil lady this is in the same universe. There's a supervillain.
Well, now you're getting too technical. But it is really cool that we have so... Oh, my God, how do we have such a brilliant live audience for a show like this? They could just jump
at 3:30 in the morning.
I know.
Yeah, yeah
These
I know.
Are, they're hardcore.
Apache... What's his
Apache
name?
Chief.
Apache Chief.
So
yeah, that is kind of racist. Yeah, that wouldn't fly today.
Comic books used to be very racist.
Oh, and Giganta.
Right. Giganta is the
How is this power used? And you just start, here's what we'll do, since you're in the audience and you're not on mic, you just start talking, and I'm going to just repeat what you say.
Yeah.
Do you need oxygen to have this power?
But like,
do you still have to breathe? Like, is there a ceiling of like the stratosphere where if you go too high, you'll suffocate?
He asks if there's a limit to how big we can get. No. No. There's no limit.
No limit.
It wouldn't be a superpower.
Do you suffocate?
If there was a limit.
Yeah, what? I mean, your mass starts to attract planets at a certain point.
I had this problem with Futurama when Bender was shot into space and he just spun around forever and ever, and then there was like a colony growing on his chest and he kind of fostered it and became its evil tormenting god, and right. they started shooting rockets at each other. I was like, where's the gravitational field of this scenario? Like, I don't understand. Well, he's hollow, but also, like, if you really had a planet the shape of Bender, every time, like, an arm went out like this, there'd be, like, another gravitational pull from over here. So you couldn't, it isn't a sphere, right? It isn't as elegant as a planet. So I couldn't believe that these things were, you know, actually, unless they're like a moss and they're holding on themselves, but they weren't, they were bipedal. So, like, gravity doesn't work in this scenario. So this is my problem with your Giganto guy, is,
girl.
It's a girl, no, Brett's a guy.
No, I'm a guy.
Yeah,
this right. is Brett. I don't know. Do we have a name for this thing? This person? This? What's Brett Vinat? But that's a secret identity, so don't tell anyone. What's the like? What's the hero name?
Size King.
Size King. Mine was the pamphleteer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait for your for the.
That's
for
my superpower. My chameleon snake. Power. I was called the pamphleteer.
And that's also the name of the superhero?
Yeah, that's the name of the superhero. Yeah, that's why I needed that. All you know, X-Men, your power is always like extension of your actual personality.
Who would be the supervillain for the pamphleteer?
Whoever's checking papers, that's
Yeah,
cool.
right.
Who checks
the paper
papers?
Checker.
The I don't know.
The government.
Everybody.
Man.
Let me see your papers.
No, it could be like a superhero that has a different villain every episode.
Yeah, that would
you
work.
You gotta get by somebody.
I mean, this
Tax
would be a this would,
one episode.
This would be a very. I didn't even conceptualize myself as a hero. This is just what I wanted, right? Like, this is how I want to live my life.
Yeah, it's just like you're in line at the
reasonable
movies.
Reasonable expectations.
You're like, I have tickets for this movie.
Exactly.
The world.
You're not trying to save any lives or like turn back time or anything like that.
Well,
you're
you know,
like, no, I just want
like,
movie tickets every.
You know
now
what
and then.
It would be? It's that I'd be like, hey, I have a ticket to the movie, and I get in, and then like my uncle is killed by the movie or something, and then I feel this, a shooter, right? A theater shooter, and then my uncle dies, and I'm like, oh my god, if I hadn't used my power to get my uncle into this movie illegally, he'd still be alive. Now I must use my powers for good.
There you go. Or things get so bad because you're so lazy, and everybody's like, where is the pamphleteer? And you're just at the bank going, I'd like to deposit $100. I'd like to deposit $100.
I had not even conceived of shedding money.
There
but
you
could
go.
You make Bitcoin?
I couldn't.
Could you?
Couldn't
no,
do it.
You could only make paper money.
You could only make paper money.
Just as
but
well.
But Giganto, big, what, not big dick. What was it? It was Big King.
Size King.
King. Nothing to do with it. It's not. It's,
well, it has something to do with it. If you could be as big as you want, I mean.
Oh, my goodness. This just became X-rated. Because now, when it gets to a certain point, I have a weapon.
There you go. They never really explored that in like King Kong movies or Godzilla movies, but I always felt like it should have been like the building goes down, but so does the hot dog vendor.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you grow past the stratosphere, do you need oxygen?
Oh.
This is my Bender problem.
Yes, you still do. You just have to duck down to breathe in.
But the lung size doesn't matter because everything else changes in the same proportion, so I'm going to need so much more oxygen.
Right.
To sustain. And then
Oh.
You know what, though? You'd never have to go grocery shopping again because you just shrink down whenever you eat, and then, you know, a piece of rice is a whole meal.
It wouldn't work, though, because then you also need the caloric intake.
No,
to support.
No, that doesn't matter. Look at werewolves. This has already been disproven in comic book world.
I want to make sure I'm getting a proper amount of calories.
Okay. You know, Flash deals with calories.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so that maybe I'm wrong. I have this problem with werewolves, too. Like, how do you have a human being who weighs 200 pounds and then, rah, werewolf weighs 800 pounds? Where did that mass come from? I thought mass and energy couldn't be. But where did the muscle come from? Where, like, matter doesn't just appear.
Because they're very, very hungry.
That's why they're hungry. So that's why they change in their
and
hungry.
And you'd face the same problem if you could be a giant. So, well, like
okay,
if you go from really, really tiny to really big, I mean. Like,
so Size King needs oxygen.
Yeah.
And he needs calories and iron and protein and, or does he?
Yeah.
Could he eat whole planets? Could he take a planet?
I was going to say he could probably eat like, people or something.
Yeah. Why not?
There's a lot of useless planets around.
What
so.
A bastard he would be. Like, just grabs a planet.
Well, that's Mega Maid.
Like, look at, like, it's just, is there life?
That's oxygen. His internal struggle.
Sort of. I mean,
yeah. He has
it's
to destroy
Galactus,
planets
it's the Transformer
to
movie. But Mega Maid was specifically, like, sucking up the oxygen with a vacuum cleaner. I don't know if you remember
Mega
that.
Mega Maid.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Spaceballs needed oxygen. Or whatever the
Something
ship was
needed.
Called. President Scroob needed oxygen.
Yeah. Where were they running out of oxygen? Oh, they had the planet that was encased
Vespa.
In like the planet Vespa, which was encased in like a glass.
That's where, the Druish people yeah, the Druish people of Vespa.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
But yeah, my impression when I watched that movie was that the Spaceballs were like the Empire from Star Trek, only they didn't have a home planet. They were always up in their big Millennium Death Star. And so they had to replenish oxygen because they weren't on a planet. They didn't have an atmosphere.
Right, right.
Well, you know, they're surrounded by assholes.
There you go.
What are you vaping?
I don't remember.
I think it's interesting that the same electrical equipment that we have recording this is the same thing that's powering your vape right now.
That might actually not be a good idea.
It's plugged in.
So.
It's okay. It's all powered, but isn't that weird? Like,
it's amazing.
The audio and your vape are both sharing one.
Yes.
We live in the future.
Yeah. Like,
it's
awesome. So weird.
Yes.
Sizeborg.
I welcome our robot overlords. I really do. Like, I don't know.
I like what
cool.
Was it, Size King? I endorse Size King.
Yeah.
I endorse, yeah.
So does yours, MK, involve some kind of cyborg?
Well, like, so I always want to be an alien, right? But I figure the closest I'm going to get is cyborg. So I'm waiting.
No, you just
well, I'm waiting
as
for
an
them
alien.
To perfect the technology, but I don't know.
Or unless you are, or this could happen first, you're able to travel to another planet.
And then you're
that
an alien.
Too.
And then bam, bam.
That too.
Alien.
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 So you wanted to be an alien.
Wait, is this based on our wrestling names or not?
No.
No, I guess it's not anymore.
So these would be like superpowers we wish we could have. So like,
yeah.
Well, okay, as far as superpowers though, I don't know. I mean, I always thought it'd be cool to be invisible. Like, I always thought that would be a cool
it's
superpower.
Taken.
I know it's already taken. So are all the superpowers, though.
My
every power is
not.
Taken, and that's my point. Like, I don't know, invisibility seems kind of cool.
What? I
sneak
miss that.
Into places.
Sneak into places.
Like, yeah. You wouldn't need to print out anything, you just sneak past. Yeah, I would just, yeah, I wouldn't, no need for paperwork. I would just, like, you know, become
yeah,
invisible.
So you find ways to get around his situation. But I can do what you do too, but it's just such a long walk for me.
right.
Because I'm so little. And, you know.
You just kind of skip.
Or, you know, you can always get in for free by just being short and people thinking you were younger than 12. And
you could.
Or.
You just said you could be in a wheelchair if you're short enough.
Wait a minute. Where are short people getting in?
I'm saying if you can shrink, right?
Yes.
You shrink and you still look like you, but if you're only 3 feet tall, the cashier or the check ticket counter person, they're going to think you're a little kid, and kids under 12, you know, they get in for free. So,
but I've got a beard.
Right. Hormone therapy?
I have wrinkles, you know, like I think that it would be. Well, I'm taking this beyond the theater, you know, if it works. But where else you want to be 13? No, if I was like 2 feet tall.
You could always play in the McDonald's play place.
No, but I would get special treatment because
don't touch those balls.
I would climb up on the counter of a place and I would look exactly like this, but I would be 2 feet tall. So I'd be this big and I'd be like, hey. So you can see I've got some issues. What are you giving away? I'm small, so I would do fine with just
would
like.
You still try to be as muscular?
No, I'd be exactly the same, and it would just freak people out.
No, wait.
Like, what did you lift?
When you turn big and small, and you turn invisible, do your clothes go with you?
It's
always an issue.
Do the clothes go with you when you turn
like,
invisible?
Like, if I like became uninvisible, would I be naked?
So,
no, like, that's crap. That's not a superpower if my clothes disappear. Well, yeah, I want the full range of the... The girl from The Incredibles. No, everything I touch would also be invisible.
Do you have to stay in a certain latitude?
No, I can be invisible whenever or wherever I want, and anything I touch can be invisible. What?
Yeah, I always wondered that about Alex Mack. Do you guys remember that girl?
I loved Alex Mack.
She would turn into silver
slime.
Or something.
Silver slime.
Yeah,
and,
I vaguely remember
and
that.
And I would wonder, like, well, didn't she have a problem with her clothes or something?
Well,
her
it's like, why does Hulk have the most amazing stretchy purple pants in the world? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
It just does, okay? It just does. Well, with the invisibility thing, yeah, like... I don't know, like, you could maintain your
what if
yeah,
it's
the same
field.
Size.
What if
you
it's
could.
Not like your skin is invisible? What if it's like a field that light just bounces through? So it doesn't, like, it's everything on your person or in your vicinity. Like, maybe you could even take a couple people with you. Or
oh, yeah, totally. I
well,
so
then
want the
ability
clothes
problem
to
is solved.
People.
It's not that your skin is invisible.
Right,
it's
no,
that your
like,
area
everything,
is
yeah, that's what I was saying. Everything I touch or that touches me would be invisible.
What about the ground?
Unless I chose. Well, no, I could switch it on and off. I'd be like, obviously the
invisibility insulation in your shoes.
Oh, of course it's convenient.
What?
Like I want my superpowers to be convenient.
This is my problem with King Midas. If everything he touches is gold, why isn't the ground gold?
Oh.
And how does he eat?
He's got to touch it though. With
he can't eat.
Yeah, it's not
so it's
on his feet.
Thing?
It's like
it's
a
the
finger
Midas
thing.
Touch. You got to
yeah,
touch.
Yeah. Right. with
right?
Your hands.
Oh, that's a great point. Yeah, his shoes are already gold, and so they can walk around. They're not him, they're shoes.
Oh, that's smart.
Right. Solved.
He can't walk barefoot.
Problem solved.
What?
What about the height thing? When you turn big, what happens to the clothes?
She solved
hers.
Yeah, why does Size King's clothes
size
get big?
Size King needs a uniform.
A stretchy one.
Yeah, so spandex.
Yeah, the
right.
Fantastic
Four
can whip
something up. It has to go from, like, very small to, like, very big. You know what? This is
and
goes
we'll learn
back
the
to
limits
the,
of spandex.
This goes back to the
which
back.
We haven't learned yet.
Well, we need super special spandex.
Well, no, this goes back to the Back to the Future question, and that is that we need to invent self-sizing clothing.
Yeah.
Like you in Back to the Future.
That. You could print that with your powers.
I'm not printing maybe. Him an outfit every time he changes size.
Yeah, he's just running his hands over me. He's like, no. Just, Davi, I'm sorry. What was the name again?
Pamphleteer.
Oh, Pamphleteer. I'm just going to grow right now, so could you just run your hands over me while I grow?
I have built into my character a limitation, which is that it actually takes my biological resources to do this. So yes. If I do it too much, I have to like eat or drink or like I have to actually like produce something.
So like what? Like, do there have to be downsides to superpowers? Like why can't you just have it all?
Right.
That exactly. I thought
he said kryptonite. No, kryptonite. Every superhero has a weakness, like kryptonite. Or what's Batman's weakness?
Batman's a man.
He's not a superhero.
Yeah, he's. Yeah, I was mortality. About to say it's like kind of like an internal struggle with Batman.
There you go.
Yeah.
I want to have a weakness that I find it like narratively interesting to have a shortcoming in my superpower.
All right, so mine is if I grow too big, I'm naked and I don't have oxygen.
So you don't have limits, but your suit has limits.
You'd just be embarrassed, I guess. That's not really a problem.
Embarrassed? Why would I be embarrassed?
Well, like, okay,
because you could compensate for the embarrassment.
Yeah, I mean, you can just like I don't know, like it, being naked is not really a problem.
But I'm only going to be naked when I grow.
But then when you shrink back, are your clothes going to randomly reappear?
Oh, no, that would be embarrassing. Because if I'm growing, I'd be like, what? Check me out.
So, okay.
It's just proportional. It's proportional. Can you grow one body part at a time, or is it scale, right? It's the whole or nothing, right?
Everybody, hush. Did you hear what Tommy just said? Oh my
Davi,
goodness.
Look what did you say?
Look at what we've done.
What have you done?
Now, I know what we're all thinking, but there are so
we're
many.
We're all thinking you could catch the Wampus Cat. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Like, so I have this standoff with the Wampus Cat.
Right.
And I'm like, what? What am I going to do with these little hands? Boom.
No, I meant the hillside counterclockwise Wampus Cat. You could grow one leg longer than the other and then catch up with it on the hill. No, the Wampus Cat can't turn the other way because he has one leg longer, but he can't. So he could catch the clockwise and counterclockwise Wampus Cat.
But then there's problems with physics, right? Like my arm, if I made my hand giant, my arm couldn't lift it.
This universe runs on voodoo.
But if I made my arm right? giant, no, wait a minute. No, there's challenges here because if I make my hand like really big to like crush things like a hammer, my arm won't be able to swing it.
If you
make my arm bigger, but what about these joints and ligaments in my shoulder?
Not to mention like lifting the weight of it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think, are you okay with sticking with the like one size fits all and not the body part extension thing?
I don't want to let go of all the possibilities.
Okay.
But
maybe you should just let go.
Yeah, but they could be more damaging than they are helpful.
Maybe this is the limitation. Maybe there's a maximum your hand can be in relation to your shoulder, and that's why you have to work out.
what if the pamphleteer gets refused and Size King grows his feet to stomp away loudly in indignation?
Just think, if we combined our powers, I could like print the tax code.
Wow.
Why?
Encyclopedias in the palm of my hand.
I'm picturing like a girlfriend at home, and she's like, "Why are you always going to the gym?"
Because I've got a job to do. I'm Brad Ryder.
That's my secret identity. That's a secret identity. A false secret identity is a great idea. There should be a superhero out there who creates like the false flag secret identity. So that nobody's looking at Bruce Banner. Everybody's looking at Brad, what was his name?
Brad Ryder.
Brad Ryder.
Brad Ryder.
But nobody can find Brad Ryder because he doesn't exist.
Right.
Well, he does, but...
Sorry,
man,
baby.
Wampus counts.
I got to go to work.
So we're going with the Smash. Body parts can grow without the rest of the so shifting.
Within limits, though.
Within the limits of the extenuating body parts.
You're right, right.
But it's going to take some trial and error. I mean, you're going to break several bones, rip several.
Yeah, that's like, what if I say, okay, I want a big hand. All right, so I need a big arm. All right, so I need a big shoulder. All right, so I need a big torso. And then my legs break.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Right. So.
I feel like invisibility could solve a lot of these problems, though. Like, if a Wampus Cat came at me, I would just
Invisibility isn't going to happen.
Like a coward.
Smashing planets together.
I'm okay being a coward.
You could sneak up on the Wampus Cat.
You could sneak up
on the Wampus
Cat.
It doesn't have to be a cowardly power.
I'm okay with it being a cowardly thing.
An assassin power.
Would you still be
I would totally be an assassin. Yeah, I would totally.
You ever heard of Counting Coup?
No.
This is a game that Native Americans used to play with each other. Invisibility reminds me of it. And like one of the great traits of a warrior was be able to sneak up on somebody and they would have a stick, right? And it would be like a really short stick and they'd come up behind somebody and they'd just touch them. And they'd be like,
what?
You suck.
It's I killed I you. I've played this game.
Yeah. So they thought this was a way of like stealing a person's honor. It was only certain tribes. I shouldn't say like all Native Americans, but there were some tribes who believed this in particularly like contentious regions with European settlers. So I guess a lot of them actually died. I don't think it was a huge amount, but more than it should. I wish they would have caught on to it sooner. They would go up to a French or a British soldier, and they would do, you suck. And then the soldier would turn around and shoot them.
Oh.
Yeah, because they didn't shoot each other. You know, they killed each other for sure, but not with guns. So sorry about that, everyone. That really, yeah.
So invisibility.
That would be a time where invisibility would be good.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I was just thinking, I want to know Derek's superpower.
No. Did I give one earlier? I don't even know.
You can change it.
No, I don't know. I've been thinking about it. I have no clue. When I was a kid, I used to think of something similar to what MK described and what Davi described, sort of a combination. It was called the silhouette. And the silhouette could, this sounds really lame and weird, but I could vibrate my particles to a particular frequency so that light passed through. So I looked invisible. This was like a way that I sort of tried to do invisibility, where I think it would work. I don't really know. I'm not science-y enough, but...
I'm for it. Silhouette is
a cool
name. Well,
it's voodoo, not science. So
it totally is.
Okay. I think it's the name of a minivan.
Whatever.
It would be sort of invisible. Yeah, no, you could kind of see it because... Yeah, so question from the audience was, would you be see-through invisible or like...
Kind of invisible.
Totally invisible, yeah. But yeah, you could kind of see a silhouette because that's why he has the name silhouette because you could kind of see from a certain angle... because
do you
it's
watch
the, way
the Flash, the TV show, the new one? I don't know if you did this in the comic, but have you seen the show?
No, I didn't even know there was a show.
Okay, so there's a show, and it's the Flash. And one of the ways that he hides his secret identity is whenever he talks to, it's Mary Jane and Spider-Man. I don't know her name in the show, but it's the girl that he likes, but he can't be with because of responsibility. He like does this like super fast, like his face is going really fast, and so you can never look at his face.
Weird.
Yeah. So it sounds sort of like that, like vibrating so fast you can't get a fix on him. But not really like moving 10 feet around. You're just...
Yeah, just like, vibrating the particles, exactly. I don't know.
I like it.
It could make invisibility possible if you could control that sort of thing down to the molecular level.
I like silhouette as a name. I think that's a phenomenal name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like silhouette, too.
It's so sneaky and sexy and sleuthy and other S words that, you know, silhouette.
Silhouette.
The sleuthy silhouette.
It really is sexy sounding.
Yeah, well, hold on. I gotta.
Oh, you're putting your cans on?
Silhouette.
Yeah, you do kind of whisper it, right? Like anyone who
says
it.
You can't yell silhouette. It's a word that must be whispered.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are things that even if people say, there should be like a trail whisper behind it. Like, I can't think of a good example. What's something that's like really ominous?
Doom?
Herring of Doom, maybe.
I don't know.
No, it's gonna end.
So are these invisibilities sufficiently different, or do you guys have to fight to the death?
Oh no!
Well, how does yours work, MK?
How does my I miss that. What?
Your invisibility, how does it work?
Oh, mostly as a defensive measure.
No, but how do you do it?
Oh, how do I do it with voodoo?
What's the back? Oh, with voodoo? Okay, well.
Oh, it's voodoo.
All right. Voodoo science voodoo stuff. I don't know. I can just do it. I was born that way.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Where's the baby? Oh, there's the baby.
So. It would be so fun. Oh, my God. Dude, seriously, I would have had so much fun as a kid with invisibility.
Yeah, so
it's mostly for fun.
It feels like we're motivation. All supposed to have stories about where these powers come from, right? But I don't have an explanation for
when that. I was in high school.
Okay,
I would always want to. I'm terrible at spelling, and so I would always write the answers on my hand. And then I realized, oh man, I forgot what they were. And I looked, and it was there anyway. Like other words that I hadn't written started appearing on my hand when I thought about writing them. And I'm like, that is the weirdest thing ever. I can just put words on my hand. And so, like, I started doing this to take notes in school, right? Because, like, oh, the teacher thinks I'm copying because I'm looking at my hand. I'm just going like this. She's like, what's on your hand? I'm like, nothing. Totally blank. I'm a chameleon. Nothing written on me. I could do like, yeah, I got full arm tattoos all of a sudden, but then they're gone. That's too chameleon-y. I just like it on the hands. So I was taking notes on my hands in school, and then I discovered that I didn't need the pen, and that's how I discovered it.
Fair enough.
Wow.
Wow.
I was born with it, yeah. But I didn't realize it until I needed to cheat in school.
There you go.
That's a skillful backstory.
I have no explanation.
Mine totally lacks imagination.
Yeah, I have no explanation for mine.
I think you should sneeze and it happens by mistake.
The whole full body?
No, you're just like, and then your clothes are like, woof, and you're like, what the hell? And you're like 8 feet tall, and you're like, one of these pills makes you taller and one of them makes you shorter.
Yeah. What if it sort of happens wildly and at random, like not under your control?
Well, then it wouldn't temporary. Be a superpower. It'd be like an unterpower.
A terrible
or
inconvenience.
Yeah, like you wake up and you're just like, you're in this world where you're like walking on these like big flowing fabrics everywhere you go. You're like, can't get out from under this giant fabric. And you wake up, you're like, Mom, I had this terrible dream. And, you know, it's just a dream. Go back to sleep. And then you realize actually what's going on is you're shrinking down to like the size of a little tiny person and you're stuck in your own sheets and you don't even realize that it's not a dream. It's actually happening.
And your mom doesn't understand your pain.
I did not see that coming.
The audience says, and your mom doesn't understand your pain and you defoo.
I did not see that
yes.
coming.
Parents just don't understand.
Here's what I think it is. Here's what I think the weakness is. That's DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. If you can have one night where you have Wu-Tang reference and a DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince reference, you got a good night on the radio.
Absolutely.
You produce good media, for sure. I think that the size shift is temporary, and then I slowly start to revert back to my original size.
It's like a puffer fish.
Yeah.
Like, because you can't just, like get big, and then you start turning insulin, because you can't get shit done like that.
No. I start to, it's not like it just flashes back to normal size.
What if you
size?
Can only hold it as long as you can hold your breath, and then we can ignore the stratosphere problem?
Yeah, it's like breath power.
Well, yeah, I could go to any size, but well, that'd be,
like you have to
like
go and you get big, or you have to go and you get small. But either way, you have to hold your breath wherever you let out.
Or that would suck if I like took in a big breath at regular size and then went small instead of big and exploded.
Have you guys ever seen Kung Fu Hustle?
No.
No.
I saw something called Kung Fury.
You watched
King
it?
King Fury? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wasn't it fantastic?
This is not that.
Did I steal that voice from that show?
Voice?
Oh,
Brad Ryder.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a cop.
I'm a cop.
I totally stole that voice.
Oh, you're Kung Fury. Brad Ryder is Kung Fury's secret identity.
Oh.
Kung Fury.
I that need was... to find a way for it to become acceptable for me to just talk that way all the time.
You did it. You did it tonight.
I did.
Yeah. You,
tracheotomy.
You made it acceptable.
Tell the world you had a tracheotomy and they will accept it forever.
Only we'll know.
Yes. Eventually, you'll have to get one because of the way you're talking.
Right, 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 right. So the verdict on the final thing on mine is, whatever size he goes to, he immediately starts to slowly revert back to normal. Me. Mm-hmm. Slowly starts to revert back to normal size. So this adds urgency and suspense.
Right.
Right? Because I only have a limited amount of time to get shit done this way.
It's like there's a superhero. I forget what it is, but it's essentially like he's bigger, he's stronger, he's invulnerable, he has healing. He has like all of the good fighting powers of every superhero you ever loved, like crammed into one person. But the catch was it only lasted as long as he stayed awake. So when he wakes up in the morning, he's a normal human being. And the further he goes into like sleep deprivation, the stronger and more impenetrable he becomes. But the moment he sleeps again, he becomes a normal human being. And so it's not only the urgency, but it's also the fatigue. So the longer he fights, like the dumber he gets, the more like into sleep deprivation, like psychedelic wonderland he gets, but he's more powerful. I didn't come up with this. This is a real comic book. I just don't remember his name.
Do you remember what book it's from?
No, like, not even a clue.
Is it even... Oh, okay.
You said you know? Somebody says they know? But I like that idea that it's a... I like the urgency of it. I think it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So that could create all kinds of situations. Right?
But then if you start coming back to normal size instantly, you're always going to have to get bigger than you need to be. Because you're going to need all that.
Right. So, like, you guys are sneaking into the movies with your powers, right? And I'm like, I'm like, I'm going to make myself big, and I'm just going to lift the roof of the theater up and watch the movie. But then I'm like, all right, well, I would need to be, like, 60 feet tall to do that. So the movie's now
2 hours long. What kinds of things would you do with your superpower?
You shrink and you hide in Invisible Girl's purse. Just
there
through the ticket
go.
Counter.
Yeah. True. That's...
I wonder if there's a way it can be scaled along the lines of like different sizes have different like reversion times. That could cause
problems. How easy is it for you to go from big to small to big to small?
Easy.
Like, could you do it midstream?
What?
Like 60 feet, 60 feet, 60 feet, 60 feet, and you just keep doing it over and over again?
Wait a minute. I got it. I'm kind of tortured inside too, right? So, like Batman.
All good heroes
like
are.
Now it's getting to be kind of Batman-y. My anxiety about the situation limits my ability to control the size, right? So if I'm like...
She's like frantic
I'm going
it.
Into somebody's purse to get into the movies. I'm in the purse and I'm like, oh shit, I'm going to get caught.
Start to grow.
No.
Yeah, what if it's like... What if it's like full on like a yoga? Like there is a particular like state of mind you have to achieve, and you have to achieve it in various extremities based on the size, and losing your concentration would disrupt your shifting.
Yes.
You'd be like a size yogi.
Yes.
I don't know which emotions or states of mind this should be, but
it's kind of like in Dragon Ball Z when they start just feeling really awesome and they turn into Super Saiyan.
I've only seen one episode of that, but I understand I've seen all of them.
Right.
No, wait, if you were real small, could you go to real big instantly, or would you have to go back to normal size first?
That's a good question. No, once I am a size, I can't pick another size until I go back to normal size. It depends on what the change is.
Can you
so the question was, how long does it take to get back to normal?
But like, the bigger you get, does it take longer to get back to normal? Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like if you're 10 feet tall, it takes like 5 minutes. If you're like 100 feet tall, it takes like 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah. I shrink at the same rate.
Or the bigger or smaller you get, that it takes.
Yeah, I shrink at the same rate.
So,
from an animator's perspective, if this was an 80s cartoon, it'd really be helpful if it was the same amount of time, because then you just like do the like He-Man flashing background and like 8 frames, and then we just put you wherever we wanted you to be.
Oh,
and
yeah.
When it's time to shrink, we just run it in reverse. That way, our cartoonist doesn't have to spend a lot of time on it.
Yeah, like drawing me all these different sizes.
I think of who's drawing this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a question about silhouette.
Yeah.
If he can vibrate his particles and allow light to pass through him,
yes.
And that's his invisibility.
Yes.
Can he vibrate and pass through things.
Yes.
Well, so what about Shadow Cat?
Yes, he can vibrate and pass through
the
things.
The only thing good about Shadow Cat was Lockheed.
All the powers are taken.
That was, I think that was, I think that was part of the origin of Silhouette was I had heard in, like, from my older brother that, like, in physics, there's a some probability that an object could pass right through another object, you know?
Yeah.
If the particles are...
99% empty are
at
thing.
The, yeah, or at the same time or whatever, it might match up. And I was like, wow, that could happen? So that's where Silhouette was kind of... Yeah.
So what would you use your superpower for?
For busting people out of jail. That's
nice. That's kind of what I would do too with the invisibility.
No, yes, and movies.
Can you vibrate other people into passing through walls?
Oh, hmm.
Is that the sole source of the power, is vibration?
Yeah, that's all it is, but it can do a lot. The question was, is the only power vibration? But yes, yeah, it is. But from that, you can do passing through things.
You could be a walking speaker.
Invisibility. I'm the walking speaker.
Yeah, if you were just vibrating in like the sound range.
Yeah.
Then you'd be walking around going, ns, ns.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I could have bounce everywhere I go.
Yeah, you could have like a theme song playing all the time.
Yeah, I would have a theme song.
So what, okay, we need to do superhero theme songs. What genre would your superhero theme song be in?
I don't know. I'm kind of thinking like a Dick Tracy, like investigator, like Pulp Fiction noir kind of thing. Although those didn't have music. Those were all comic books. So.
Oh, there would definitely be a lot of trumpets in mine.
Trumpets?
It would be like funky jazz.
Oh, the song. Got it.
Like funky jazz stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can
like
see
a
that.
Heavier, funky Grant Green or something. Yeah, varying degrees of funky jazz.
Does yours have a name yet?
No. I need to think about that.
Do you want like a voodoo name? Are we going with voodoo?
I do kind of want to go with some kind of voodoo name. Let me think on it. Oh, do you have
there's a lot of like
song?
Like Mama Legba kind of stuff or
Mama Nosy. You know what? I like that. That's it. Mama Nosy.
I would want mine to be like very percussive.
Yeah.
No, like the brushes.
Oh, but it'd have
like
to go it'd have to go
like,
both
right.
ways, right?
Whoa.
And then when I'm growing it's like tom toms like bum 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 bum
yeah.
bum bum.
Or
it sounds
something. Like System of a Down in my head. Do you listen to System of a Down?
No. Whoa.
There's a lot of, like, their songs do this very strange, like, abrupt pace changes between, like, really hard drums, kind of like metal sounding stuff, to these weird, airy vocal. Yeah, BYOB is a great example.
Yeah. So it's, like, good music to shrink and grow to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Makes sense.
Or the other one.
What are you talking about? Serge Tankian is one of the most skilled vocalists in the world. Nobody can roll R's in words with no R's but him.
He has H's for working on
H's. We're being approached.
You need a key? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Groovy, thanks, man.
All right.
Anybody want some cold chicken?
Yes. Maybe. I'll look at it.
Look at it. Give it a sniff or two.
Oh,
that is a lot of chicken.
It's got worms in it.
Worms.
Wait, is that a show joke or?
I don't know.
Well, how do
There's
we find out?
There's only one way to find out.
You look at it.
I'm afraid. I don't want to touch it.
No.
I don't like...
No, I'm not eating something that might have worms in it.
I don't like things that are cold
Wait
that
a
should
minute.
Be hot.
So does it look
like
appetizing?
I don't eat cold pizza or anything.
I can't see it. I don't want to see it.
It looks like fried chicken.
You know what I've always said? This was never connected to the pamphleteer, but whenever anybody ever asked me what's your theme song, like sometimes these memes show up on Facebook, like what song plays when you come in the room or whatever. Mine was always the like one little bend that came in when Sam climbed the ladder into Clarissa's room and Clarissa explained it all. Right,
what
like
was
the,
that?
The ladder goes, and then the guitar goes, and Sam like walks in. And I figured that's the power sound effect, right? Like, I'm good with that.
Which, like, has that ever happened to anyone? I mean, that's I always thought it was such a weird thing. Even when I watched the show, the ladder coming up to the room, it's like, has that ever happened in real life?
Must have.
That's. I wouldn't like that. I would turn invisible. I would turn invisible if someone crawled through my window. Would you make sounds while that happened? Hell yeah, I'd make sounds. I don't know what they would be.
I want my sound to be the thing from Ferris Bueller where, you know that song in Ferris Bueller where all of a sudden there's a song and it just goes, bow, bow.
Yes, yes.
I always wanted a way to make that sound in real life.
That's
like I
good.
Do something and look at somebody and it's like, bow, bow, chicka, chicka. And then I walk away.
But then you got like, I think growing works with the rolling, right? Like, bow, 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 bow. You know, like the second part of that song is a very kind of fast-paced escalating tone, right? Mm-hmm. So if we listen to the whole song, I bet we could find a descending tone that would work the other way. Or make one up. Backwards. Or play it backwards.
Right. Yeah, we need to listen to there lots of music. And we need to figure this out. And sometimes we'll
it's
be like, how would anyone
thing.
Shrink and grow to this?
You know, the,
and we'll scrap it and we'll move on to something else.
Because every comic book needs a theme song.
Yeah.
This is true.
And was the question, what song do we hear playing when we walk in a room?
But that was the Facebook meme where I like that little sound effect. I think it works for me. But I think it's just
like
what is the character sound effect.
Theme
or is it like the intro, right?
Well, like, yeah, like the intro or like the, or even like, you know, when you arrive on the scene somewhere.
Okay.
Little,
all right.
You can have a separate sound for when you're changing.
What's our secret identity job? I work at a Kinko's, obviously.
Yes. What do you do, Derek?
Jailer.
You're a jailer.
By day.
By day.
Strangest thing. Everybody goes loose every time we assign this guy in a new jail.
Wait,
no, no.
What would my...
I wouldn't turn invisible on the cameras. Question from the audience. I would go into like a bathroom or something, turn invisible there, and then they'd be like, "Where did Derek go?"
He goes right through the doors.
That's a good modification on the invisibility.
But there would be a correlation between the jails you worked in and the places where the prisoners.
Okay, I see your point. So maybe I'm a like I don't know newspaper stand guy. I could have any job. It doesn't matter because at night I'm busting people out.
Right, and or I don't think I'd have to work because I could just do the invisibility thing and get what I needed. So
no job,
no job.
Yeah, why did Superman have a job?
Why, like,
if he could,
why
like,
do
fly
I need
around
a job?
The world
like,
and come
I'm
back
invisible.
With mangoes, like why?
Yeah.
Have a job.
It would have to be vibration based if it were
a
anything.
Vibration based. You're a DJ.
Yeah.
You're
well,
a DJ,
yeah. Or yeah, DJ. That makes sense. But they work at night, so you can't be a DJ. You got to be like. I work at a record store.
Could be like a
record store is good.
And I tell people not to buy LPs.
I don't know. Oh, man. I work in a toll booth.
Oh.
So sometimes I need to replace the toll booth. What else could trigger growth or shrinking? Anger, that's too predictable. Anxiety.
An allergic reaction.
Oh. No, that's what I was saying. Like anxiety. Yeah, like anxiety. Like when I'm in the purse at the movie theater, it's like, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to work. They're on you. They're going to know there's a tiny little man in this bag. And then I just grow. Yeah.
It's a lack of self-esteem. That's what causes it.
Zero Girl does that.
I see what you did there.
Zero Girl is, this is Sam Keith. He's the author of The Max, but he also did Zero Girl. Zero Girl is a high school student who's being bullied, and for some bizarre magical reason, sometimes her feet secrete this weird green goo, and whenever that happens, anything circular magically leaps to her defense, and anything square or with sharp corners like magically comes to harm her. And like she goes into this, and this is when she's humiliated that this happens. So the more humiliated that she feels, the more powerful the circles become, and the more confident she feels, the more powerful the squares become. And there's a bully in the story who picks up on this and is sort of being adopted or manipulated or tutored by the squares. And the bully learns of her powers and learns, like, wants to humiliate her because she's a bully, but the more that she humiliates her, the more powerful she becomes. And it's this, like, constant yin-yang, impossible fight.
That sounds terrible.
That's weird.
Sam Keith is totally insane. Sam Keith comic books are really bizarre. Like, and they're also, all the illustrations are weird. Like, in all of his comic books, he says that his style or whatever of illustrating is that he doesn't draw what really is. He only draws the way the person sees themselves. And so sometimes a character is like thin and fit and muscular, and then sometimes a character is like frumpy and fat and stoop shoulders, and it's all about what that character thinks they are, not what they really are. And so the art is bizarre.
I was hoping we could try to think of a new one that had never been done before.
Mine's pretty new.
Yeah.
It's pretty new.
Doctor Who did it.
Well, Doctor Who is a Jedi mind trick. That doesn't count. Doctor Who probably did it first, but there was an X-Files episode about a guy that could do that, where he would like put a badge on his shirt and it just said pass, like with a Sharpie, and then like it was like a David Blaine hypnosis kind of character, but he could like walk past anybody or show them anything and anything he said. Like he did it with money at the grocery store. Like he handed them a business card and said, here's $100 bill, and they just, okay, well, here's your $85 change. And
who is this who did this?
This is an X-Files episode.
Oh, there's a guy who like really does stuff like this. I think he's British. He's got a show.
David Blaine.
No.
It's not David Blaine.
He's British, and he just does hypnosis on people. No, it's somebody else. He's newer, and he'll just, like, do these confusion tricks with people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he'll plant ideas in their head, and he'll do that for, like, he'll start asking for directions while he's paying for something, and then he'll give them, like, paper instead of money, and he'll be like, no, it's okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. I know what you're talking about.
And they'll be like, take it and put it in the register.
Weird.
Whoa, that is really weird. What do you mean suggestions? Like, what would make a person overcome the idea that, like, what this person just handed me is not money, and right, I'm just going to put it in the register like it is?
Yeah.
Like, what would trigger my brain to not recognize
confusion.
That?
Confusion.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Human brains are really good at focusing
on one thing at a time. The brain is good at focusing on one thing at a time.
Okay.
It was said. So... yeah. Are we running out of steam?
Maybe.
No.
Was there
someone's not running
an
out
end
of
goal?
Steam.
Oh, you know what? Didn't this start with like we're gonna run the whole episode playing these characters? We totally didn't do that.
Yeah.
Well, we had to develop the characters first. Yeah. We have to build their backstories and their theme music and their weaknesses. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we could do it the next episode maybe. Yeah. Next after show episode. I don't know.
I'm going to be in The Fiends every night. At least I'm going to be up at this time every night. So,
yeah.
Next night.
We should try to find another way to record.
Yeah. The next night I'm going to be here is Friday.
So. All right.
All right.
You're
leaving?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for making this episode possible. This was really cool.
It was my pleasure.
I don't know what that means. what does the pamphleteer sound like? No, he doesn't write anything. No, I think it's more like because I mean if you think about like a real pamphleteer, like a person who stands on the corner and hands out things, like they're usually very chipper, right? Like I don't know. No. Why is everybody looking at me? You guys come up with something.
Mine's a whooshing sound.
A whooshing sound?
Whoosh. Yeah, I don't know.
Mine's this, just the sound of Dark Side of the Moon.
I thought these were nice. I thought these were voices. Weren't we coming up with voices?
Yeah. Mine's I'm done. I got mine. You all know mine.
That's right. You're Kung Fury.
It's go time.
Wait, voices? We need voices.
Oh,
for
I thought we were talking about sound effects for some reason.
I think I've got to have like a pukey radio voice. Like a, hey, check out my movie ticket. I swear, this is a real movie ticket. I bought it myself.
My voice would be the sound of silence because I would be invisible and I wouldn't be that.
I would want mine to be real low and throaty, like one of those, who's the old movie stars, like Ginger so-and-so from... Yeah. The silhouette.
So smooth. So smooth.
Yeah.
The silhouette totally sounds like it needs to be a radio theater.
Maybe one of them should be foreign.
Why?
Yeah, because every show needs a foreigner.
Right. The silhouette is from Paris.
Well, she's voodoo.
Okay, so what's
but that's
Central
is
American?
Is that an ethnicity now?
It's like Haitian or African, West African.
Yeah, okay.
I'm part reptile. That's sort of foreign.
I would like to be German if I could be anything.
Size.
Size Kaiser. Size and Kaiser. Yes.
Here comes Nine. The sun, I think.
Yep. So if we want, I just caught like a tiny burst of energy. We could do one more topic.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, how about the audience pick a topic that you want us to discuss? Maybe it's a complete departure from what we've done tonight. Yeah, well, okay.
Speak up like you're in the audience, people. You've had such good ideas all night, though.
Yeah, but I think we properly fleshed out the superhero thing. I think a lot of the questions and concerns have been answered and addressed.
Backstories, songs.
Yeah.
Noises.
We don't have costumes. We don't have costumes.
I don't need a costume.
We didn't talk about what they were. Just yeah, what they did.
What's your costume, pamphleteer? A duster? What's a duster?
A duster. Yeah, like Dick Tracy, right? Like for me, it's totally Inspector Gadget's a great example. He's the trench. He's the night watchman, neighborhood watch guy.
Yeah. And when you walk around at night, sometimes I'll hand you just a sheet of paper with something on it.
I don't think we should even talk about being heroes. I think we should talk about being powers. And then,
yeah, I guess I never claimed to be a hero.
Yeah. Everyone can decide.
Yeah, I'm not in this necessarily for. I mean, sometimes movie tickets, sometimes breaking people out of jail.
Right.
What depends on the day it is.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hero is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I'm not. I wouldn't claim to be a hero.
What if the heroic stuff is something that really sucks? Like, winning. The problem with, like
unintended consequences of heroism is a real thing. Stepping on
buildings and stuff. You okay?
Oh, is that a road? I don't know. This bright light just appeared. Like, this is probably UFO hour. This bright light just appeared and disappeared, but it must have been a road over there.
They're coming back for me.
Did anyone else
this
see
is
that?
UFO hour, no, but this isn't UFO country. This
people.
Is more like the witching hour.
No, this is UFO country.
Is
this
it?
Is the site of one of the original UFO sightings in
Betty
the U.S.
Betty and Barney Hill.
Oh, wow.
Cool. Yeah. Was there a bunny rabbit?
Oh, my God. This is the next topic, I think.
I don't know. What were their names?
Betty and Barney Hill.
Okay.
And they were actually there. I think they were like an interracial couple in the 50s.
Bum, bum,
that's right.
Bum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And they were abducted by aliens?
They claimed to be abducted. Like, you know, when you're coming through it's called the Basin on your way up here. It's on Route 3. It's like No, it's right before you get on Route 3 off Highway 93. It's that giant mountain that is like completely flat on one side almost. Like a basin.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not too far. It's 20 miles from here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like one of the last things you
see. Is that where
the
old man in the mountain face fell off?
I think that was south of here, southeast of here.
Oh.
But
different slab.
Yeah, some guy walked up to me and a friend of mine the other night. We were having dinner in Manchester. He goes, "Hey, you guys from New Hampshire?" I was like, "Yeah." And I said, "Yeah." And yeah, I am. What's it to you? And he goes, "So you know the old man in the mountain? You know what they call him now?" And I said, "No." He said, "Cliff."
Oh.
Wow.
And I was like, "I get it, because it fell." Do you know why crows never get hit by cars? I really did. I will tell anyone the crow joke as many times as they want to hear it. How come crows never get hit by cars? Because every time one of them is in the road, there's one on the side going, "Car! Car!" And the other one's like, "Oh, thanks. I see the car." The second part's not true. The crow doesn't thank the other crow. But
that's like the talking muffin thing.
What about jokes?
One of my favorite, I have a little brother, and so I'm always in the market for clean jokes.
Yeah, that's thing. Same for me. I used to be a teacher.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So here's one of my favorites. There's two muffins in the oven, and one of the muffins says to the other muffin, "Man, it's so hot in here." And the second muffin says, "Oh my God, a talking muffin."
So guy calls the fire department. He says, "You gotta help me. My house is on fire." The fireman goes, "That's terrible. How do we get there?" The guy goes, You don't have those big red trucks anymore?" Everyone's heard the grasshopper joke, right?
No. I'll take a Fred.
No.
Yeah, you know, a grasshopper walks into a bar.
And the bartender says,
"Hey, grasshopper, we've actually got a drink named after you." And the grasshopper goes, "Really? You have a drink named Steve?"
See, mine's the same, only the punchline is, "Sure, I'll take a Fred."
Wait, what?
Grasshopper walks into a bar. Bartender says, "Hey, we've got a drink named after you." Grasshopper says, "Sure, I'll take a Fred." It's the same joke.
Yeah. Yeah. So did I tell my only three jokes? Does anyone?
I have one safe joke that I can, it's the only one I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Why did the cookie go to the doctor? Mm-hmm. He was feeling crummy.
Oh, why did the mushroom go to the party?
Why?
Because he was a fun guy.
So, a rope walks into a bar, and the bartender says, "I'm sorry, we don't serve rope here."
Yeah.
And the rope says, "Man, that sucks." And he leaves, and he goes out in the parking lot, he ties himself in a big knot, he messes up his hair, and he goes back in, and the bartender says, "Hey, I know you, I just kicked you out of here." And he says, "Afraid not."
Another one I like is
I'm really tired.
A guy walks into a bar naked with jumper cables around his neck, and he says,
This is what you tell children.
Yeah.
Okay.
He says, "I'll have a beer." The bartender says, "Okay, but don't start anything." Now that one is interesting, right? Because jumper cables, they start things. They help start things.
Sure.
But if a man walked into a bar naked with jumper cables
around
his
neck,
he's there to cause a problem.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's like the guy walks into his is a psychiatrist's office wrapped in cellophane, and the psychiatrist says, well, I can clearly see your nuts.
Oh, man.
Probably grade school.
Those are the best jokes. So now the birds have started.
Yay.
And we would, I'll entertain one more topic for, do you go to bed when this happens? When you stay up this late? Do you bother?
Yeah.
Are we like holding them back from sleeping or is it a contest now? Like,
now it is.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
Can we get a button on Nicole?
Put a button.
Yeah. There's someone in there.
Keep talking.
Yeah.
All right.
Talk, hosts.
We do take tips, Bitcoin and...
What's the name of the fastest man in China?
Wing.
Wing.
Wait, I don't get it.
Wait, what? It's an onomatopoeia for fastness.
I didn't know that.
Okay. I guess I didn't know that was a last name of a Chinese person or an onomatopoeia for a fast noise. I just have never heard that before. Pwing. What is that?
It's like the noise for...
So the sound...
Like sound...
I mean,
Could we make up a joke?
If we're scraping the bottom of the barrel, there's always all the quadriplegic jokes.
The what?
The quadriplegic jokes.
I don't know any of those.
What's a quadriplegic outside of your front door? What's the name of a quadriplegic outside of the front door?
Oh, wait a minute. A parallelogram. I feel like I... Oh, okay. No, I don't know.
Matt.
Oh, man.
What's the name of a quadriplegic standing outside of a hole?
Outside of a hole. I don't know what.
Doug, what's the name of a quadriplegic inside of a hole?
Phil.
Phil.
Oh.
What's the name of a quadriplegic hanging on the wall?
I don't know.
Art.
All right, one more.
All right.
I think I have the best joke ever.
Uh-oh.
All right.
I know, right? They're so offensive.
Now, this joke has several parts, and I'm going to ask for you to be patient.
Okay, go ahead. I like it.
How can you tell if an elephant... Wait.
He forgot it.
All right. How do you fit... This joke has several parts.
Okay, go ahead.
How do you fit four elephants in a car? This has the quality of like a riddle,
how?
Too.
It has something to do with...
How do you fit four elephants?
How do you fit an elephant, four elephants, in a car? Two in the front, two in the back. Don't think about it too much. We're moving on.
What do you get when
you
cross?
How can you tell if an elephant has been in your refrigerator? There's a footprint, an elephant footprint, in your pie. How can you tell if two elephants have been in your refrigerator?
There's two footprints in your pie.
Yeah. How can you tell if three elephants have been in your refrigerator?
Is this three footprints?
It's three footprints in that pie. How can you tell if four elephants have been in your refrigerator?
Four.
I feel a primrose path coming on.
There are cars parked outside.
What do you get if you breed an elephant with a rhinoceros?
What?
Elephino.
Oh! Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
This is a battle now.
Let's just go back a minute. Let's just go back a minute and maybe like let that sink in. There are cars parked outside.
I didn't get that. I think I'm too stupid for that. The first joke was not before. That's too smart for me.
How do four elephants fit in a car? Two in the front, two in the back. How can you tell if an elephant's been in the refrigerator, 1 foot in the print in the pie, all the way to three? How can you tell if there's been four cars parked outside?
I get it. I'm just not laughing.
It's not.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Schizophrenic chicken.
Who's there?
Moo.
Wait. Did I do it wrong? I did it wrong. I said who's there twice. All right, so that's jokes. Now we move on to the final segment of the show.
What isn't this show?
I wish. I wish the microphones could pick up the birds.
No, they might pick up a little bit because it's high-pitched enough. Like sometimes if a sound is high-pitched, it'll pick it up. I used to record.
These sound like they're shooting lasers. I'm sorry to talk over
they
you, but do you
do.
Hear these birds are like, they're firing at us.
We're under
it's
fire.
It's actually an alien invasion, and it turns out due to a discrepancy of scale that the aliens are very small.
It's just pointless.
They're like, they show up with their little armada. They're like, take us to your leader. And I'm like, damn mosquitoes. And they're like, chemical warfare, they must die.
They wage a tiny war on
us. They wage a very tiny war on us. Which is why we need Size King. He's our infiltrator. Infiltrator?
Or the negotiator, I mean.
That always bothered me. It shouldn't be infantry, because they're not infants. They infiltrate. They should be infantry.
I agree.
That's a silly word, infantry.
Wait, why is Size King needed?
Because they're very small aliens.
Yeah. Oh. What? Why are you guys laughing?
We need you to infiltrate the tiny armada.
Yeah, infiltrate them. Right.
Yes.
Didn't we decide this was like the Freedom Fiends cinematic universe or something?
Yes. I go from like falling asleep to being wide awake. I don't understand this.
Yeah,
it's kind of coming in waves. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called delirium. You're delirious.
Right? Duh.
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
I actually wrote
such a good soundtrack.
An audio series about a superhero named Captain Sarcastic, and one of his sidekicks was named Quadriplegic, and he was a quadriplegic. He has to go to Superheroes Anonymous, where all of the dysfunctional, sort of not quite, all the superheroes with useless powers used to go to meetings and talk about their problems. And Quadriplegic was one of them. So was Peaches, the wear guy.
What was his?
It was unclear. Strange sound effects would occur, and then things would happen, and everyone would act disgusted. It was a theater. It was an audio play.
Oh.
But you never really understood what Peaches did, but it saved them from explosions, and it got them through tunnels, and there was, I can't remember how high I counted, man. He was the villain.
And I can't remember how high I counted.
This is the fourth hour of Dobby Talk Live.
Right. I think we should call it the Dawn of Freedom.
Yes.
Yeah, something to do with dawn.
It's very empowering, but
it should be like a freelance podcast where like any podcast anywhere can do a Dawn of Freedom episode as long as they're up late and it's dawn. Wow. And then it's
virus.
Yeah, so like this is the Freedom Fiends Dawn of Freedom episode. But you know, if Rebel Love Show or Free Talk Live or anybody else is up at 3 o'clock in the morning, they should be able to do a Dawn of Freedom episode.
Sure.
Wow. I like
then
that.
We'll archive them somewhere when somebody actually gets around to it.
Right.
It'll be like genre show or a crossover show. We need a crossover show.
Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But was it at dawn? Was everybody so fatigued and sleep deprived that all the sensors were gone?
It's really the best time to do a show.
Yeah.
So.
I totally agree with that. When I did The Fiends for the first time, I was like, I'm going to fall asleep during that. I'm not going to be able to stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning. So I started prepping like a few days before and like trying to stay up later and later. And then one, I was like trying to stay up till 3 one morning, and it was like 1 o'clock, and I was like, well, what do I do? You know? So I started recording a podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I listened to it and I was like, wow, I sound cool. It was like totally nice. Different.
So yeah, I think, get a total burst of energy.
And I'm being totally serious here. Do you guys remember Freedom's Fiends Pork Fest 11 in 2014?
Mm-hmm.
I had literally been awake for 72 hours.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah, that was a good show.
It was a good show. And it was And it was a lot of fun. But here's where I'm being serious, and this ties all the way back to the six pillars of self-esteem. The point of sentence completions is to distract the reactive or the paranoid or the censoring mind and force your mind by moving fast to reveal itself.
Stop the judgmental.
Right. Well, sleep deprivation definitely does that for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it does it for all of you, but I definitely feel like there's a point of fatigue where the censor goes away.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So we're more our true selves right now.
In the dawn of freedom.
In the dawn of freedom.
Whoa.
Nice.
No, it's yeah. true.
Well, they have found that like the longer you're awake, it's more akin to being drunk at a certain point. Like,
yeah.
4 hours with no sleep is equivalent to like a 0.05.
But Dobby's saying that's your most natural sleep.
I'm saying it is a fascinating study in sleep deprivation in recordings.
It's kind of what we're doing.
Although
right
we've
now.
Already done it.
Yeah, I think that's good.
So
what do we think?
Great show. I'm ready to use the restroom. I think we can call it a night.
Yeah, absolutely. This has been the dawn of freedom.
1.0.
That's right.
1.0.
That's dawn episode triple.
Wait,
it's episode zero.
Somebody has to do a whisper trail. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, I'll do the voiceover work for this, but, like, when you say something dramatic, it needs to be trailed by somebody whispering it. So, say something dramatic.
Hamster of Doom.
Hamster of Doom.
Hamster of Doom.
Quick, yeah, that is creepy.
Hamster of Doom.
This has been the dawn of freedom.
Dawn of freedom.
There.
Yeah.
All right, I'm about to hit stop. Just tell me when to hit stop.
No.
I never wanted to.
Maybe this is a telethon. Maybe we should start demanding.
I really feel like we've been challenged by these people.
We were going to try to raise money this way by doing marathon shows, and
yeah.
It was just going to be me on a microphone and say every hour we need to raise this much money or get this many new subscribers. And we'll go to do another.
I'm down
hour.
To keep going, but I do need to use the restroom.
You go ahead. We'll
keep going.
We'll keep, we can keep it going.
Do you want a mic with the cord?
No,
I'm good. You can.
Hey,
I have a Diet Coke in my car. That would be so hardcore.
How
if
soon
I drank
does
it right now?
How soon does Ernie Hancock start up?
Ernie doesn't start till 9.
9, I think. Yeah.
We're like, hey, Ernie.
No, this is it.
Again, I do feel that this has been a challenge.
We devise. Ernie comes in. He finds us all here, still recording. And we look fucking crazy. Because right? Like, we're all bug-eyed. And it's dark in here. And like, the lights aren't on. And we're just kind of, like, lurking out from behind the table. Like, who are you? Why are you here? But then
where did you come from?
We devise a bunch of riddles that he has to answer to get us to surrender the mics to him. Ernest.
Riddles.
And I kind of like creep up and I'm like, Ernest, how do you fit 4 elephants in a car?